Angel Olsen has not always mined her life for her music, but recently her life has provided enough material for several albums. It started a couple years ago.
I had gone through a breakup. I was still like kind of like not telling people that I was queer. I felt really alone and like, yeah, I don't know, it just felt like the end of the world.
Then she fell in love. She came out. Her father died, and soon after, her mother. All of that joy, discovery, and loss provides a backdrop to her new record, Big Time. The album touches different points along that journey, like the song Go Home, about pulling herself out of the funk of heartbreak.
The world is changing. You can't reverse it.
Go Home is a track that, for me, is about like realizing that I wanted to change the way I thought about my life. I wanted to spend time with people who matter to me, you know. I want to be seen by people. I want to be known. I want to feel at home with myself. I want to practice the truths that I feel instead of just talking about it. And I think that song is really, you know, that it's sort of like a song to myself.
It's interesting. The image of a ghost and being a ghost keeps coming up.
Yeah, I think, well, I've always been kind of like, you know, an emo kid. And I've always kind of like obsessed over like dark and light and like things that pass. And sometimes you can change so much. It's, if you were to face yourself from like 5 years ago, you know, would you recognize yourself or would that person be a ghost to you?
To contrast that darkness, you also have this lightness. The title track on the album, Big Time, which you wrote with your partner, is like just this sort of unqualified love song, it feels like.
Good morning, kisses, giving you all mine. Pull back the curtains, show me the sunshine.
It was an exercise at first. I tend to want to go into the studio with like 16 or 17 tracks, and I had like 13 or something. So I was stressing out. And they were just like, well, what if we wrote a song? And I was like, no.
They, your partner, Beau.
Yeah. And I was like, absolutely not. This is mine. You know? I don't need you to help me.
And you made it the title track, and so now do they just lord that over you all the time? Like, you didn't think this would work, and now it's the title track on the album?
Well, they were just kind of like, I can't believe you're recording this song. And I was like, well, it's a song. I think it's a pretty good song. I think we did a good job.
And I think it's a pretty good song, too. If you don't mind my asking, am I correct that your partner met your mother for the first time at your father's funeral?
That is true.
And then within a couple of weeks, your mother herself was in hospice?
It was maybe a month later she was in the hospital, and then she was in hospice after that, and she survived hospice, and then she went into a nursing home for 10 days, I think, and then she passed away. So she was hanging on.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, talking to God and just like... She was like, you know, I told your dad I'm not ready. I'm not going up there. And I would just be like, oh my God.
I know that part of the joy of coming out can be that it allows people around you to see you as your full self. And so what has it meant for you that you didn't really have that opportunity with your parents?
you know, my parents are from a very different generation, and
they adopted you when they were much later in life, right?
Yeah, my parents were also from the Bible Belt, and like, as I got older, I had to come to terms with the fact that I wouldn't be able to tell them or explain to them my feelings or the way I felt about politics or the way that I felt about religion or a lot of things. I think I learned very early on that we were so from such a different time that I just needed to learn how to love them and see them for the things that they were able to give to me. And I'm so blessed that I could have done that, because I feel like a lot of friends of mine are still working on that with their folks. But
and so you're thankful for what you got rather than...
Yeah, I wasn't looking for them to like really see or understand my personal life. Like, that's not what I'm looking for my parents. I don't think that it's like possible, you know, because they'll always see you as like, as a child. So it's just a very different kind of love with them. And I think that's part of why I didn't tell my mom, you know, when I had these experiences. Not that, I just didn't feel like, ugh, well, you know, what's the point of like upsetting her more? She's sick, you know? And I think that was kind of hard. Just like, oh, I don't want to make her more sick.
I read somewhere that you said you wish your mother was here to listen to this album. Is there a specific song that you think you would have enjoyed playing for her?
I think she would have liked Big Time. I think she would have loved Dream Thing. She just likes like country music, you know. So when, and I told Sharon.
Sharon Van Etten, who you recorded a duet with last year.
Yeah, Sharon and I, we recorded for Fallon. And my mother was in hospice when that aired.
Here with the TV debut of their new collaboration, Like I Used To, please welcome Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen.
And she got all the nurses together and was like, that's my daughter and her friend, Sharon Van Etten. And that was like the last thing that she saw. But I do wish that my mom could have heard the record, because I think she would have really liked it.
Well, Angel Olsen, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Her new album, Big Time, is out now.